Okay. Hey, how's it going? This is Braden of No Bulls Sports Guys. I am privileged to have with me today Jasmine of the Arizona Outcast. How are you doing, Jasmine?
I am amazing. How are you?
You know, living the dream. I've got some flowers in my hands right now, and my daughter's trying to reach for them. So.
That's awesome. Always give the woman flowers, right?
Yep. And I'm trying to teach her right. Every time I get flowers, we rip a couple off because she goes to my wife's daycare, and we put them in mom's windows. So.
Oh, good. That's fantastic. I love it.
So thank you for joining me. And let me just say, before we get started, your stats are impressive. Like, I've been talking to my friends about it, and some of my friends who have only really supported men's football were just shocked and amazed by those stats. Like, you had almost 1,400 rushing yards in 6 weeks, and I heard through Allie that you had a 400-plus rushing day. Is that correct?
Yeah, I did. I had almost a 500-yard rushing day. And that one was definitely interesting. I believe it was actually against, who did we play? The Sun City Stealth, I think. And, it's cause a lot of our players got injured and hurt. So we were just having to run the ball a lot. So.
Was that the game that you guys had a shootout really? It was like 70 to like 60 or something like that.
Yes. Yeah. That was crazy. I think it was that game or the game before. I honestly don't even remember. I kind of just get the ball and run, and my team is really, you know, they work super hard to make sure that I can get those touchdowns. So,
and it seems like you have an awesome offensive line too. People often forget the ladies of the trench. I was a lineman myself, a lineman and a linebacker, so I kind of get it.
Yep, 100%. I mean, it's crazy. I know a lot of people. You know, they look at me and they're like, oh, her stats are amazing, which they're, you know, pretty decent. But I couldn't do anything that I do without the help of the O-line and without the help of my entire team, like blocking for me and doing so much. And like you said, they're the ones who are in the trenches, really. And they're kind of doing the dirty work. So,
yeah, they're doing the dirty work. And oftentimes I know players will recognize the offensive line, but fans and commentators kind of don't really recognize it. Yeah. Don't understand how important their role is. Without them, there's no chance of winning. So
100%. Yeah, that's so true.
So all the questions that I asked you come from people that listen to my podcast, and they're usually similar questions to what I've asked other people. And the number one question, my mom is my biggest supporter, which I appreciate. And her question for everyone that's playing women's football is, what made you decide to pursue a career in football? What was your why?
Absolutely. So I think that's a phenomenal question. For me, really, I graduated college after I was running track there on a track scholarship. And after I graduated, I just needed something competitive. I was like, I've been doing sports all of my life. And I wanted that competitive edge again. But with it, the track industry, really, you have to be training all of the time, like 24/7, and eating right. And it's a lot. And I just personally didn't have the time to do that. And my uncle actually was like, Jazz, like, why don't you look into playing football? And I was like, what? Like, I'm not doing the lingerie, because that's all I knew of. I was like, I'm not doing the lingerie football. Like, that's just not for me. And he was like, no, like, there's actually like women's semi-pro and pro teams out there. So I looked some up, and Arizona at the times, it was the Phantoms before we were named the Outcasts, and they popped up, and I messaged Coach Joe, and he said, yeah, come on down and try out. And if you make the team, then, you know, we'll see if we have a spot for you. So I did, and kind of got on the team. And then as soon as I honestly kind of tried out and got around the players and the people, I fell in love with it. I fell in love with the game. It's completely different than any other sport that I have played. I used to play basketball as well. And I loved the team camaraderie, which was a little bit different than track, because track is kind of more of an individual sport. But football, to people who don't really play it, it's cool to watch it, but it's a whole nother thing when you're in the game. And I just thought, you know, it was truly special. And then the people that I played with, you know, my teammates are more like family now. It's like they truly helped that as well. So I honestly was just looking for something to kind of get me back in shape. I didn't expect to fall in love with the game as much as I did, but yeah. So that's kind of my, I guess, journey on how I discovered women's tackle football.
See, I like to call it the origin story because, in my opinion, everyone that I've talked to quite a few players. I've talked to Lois Cook. I'm sure you're familiar with her and a couple other people. You guys are trailblazers, and it makes me as a girl dad excited for what the future holds, even though we're still a ways away from achieving like the ultimate goal that of like the equality in football, because unfortunately you have those stubborn people that will say women don't belong in it, which I disagree 100%. So I appreciate what you guys are doing and gives my daughter someone to look up to that isn't necessarily a Russell Wilson or someone in the NFL. It's someone who's her gender, someone who she can look at and say, hey, that could be me.
Yeah.
So I really appreciate it. Yes. Can you say hi?
Hi.
No. Can you say hi?
Hi.
Oh, hello.
Yeah, am I talking? Do you want to go watch your movie? Yeah, okay, thank you. Yeah, she enjoyed her first game on Saturday. We took her to see the Silver Stars. They play in the WNFC, and that was a hoot and a half. The hits said just the plays in general were amazing. I'm sorry we couldn't make your game here. Penny is kind of the boss of us, and she just wasn't having it that night. And
no word.
And you played at Sierra Vista, right?
Yes. So, we played at least for the game here. Our home is Moon Valley, but we've kind of played. The game before that was in Vegas, but I actually wasn't at that one. But the last game we played was just our last home game, and that was at Moon Valley High School.
Oh, nice.
So, yep.
Yeah, the high school that you played at when your team played here a couple weeks ago, I've got a little bit of history with it. That's kind of like one of the rich, snotty, like, schools.
Oh, really?
When I played football in high school, I kind of played for – I put quotations around it, kind of this ghetto, scary high school. I was the minority on the team, being a Hispanic white kid. I'm a mix. So, and it was funny playing Sierra Vista because we played them with another school that was kind of quote unquote scary, and they had extra security because they were worried we were going to do something to them. I don't know, but it was funny. And looking back, it's dumb, but at the same time, we were just a bunch of boys trying to have fun and enjoy the game. So
absolutely, yep. That's what it's all about.
So would you say your uncle was your why to pursuing a career in football then, or kind of who helped inspire you to do it?
Yeah, I would definitely say that because he kind of opened my eyes and introduced me to, hey, there's a whole world out there. Because I remember even when I was little and stuff, my mom has always been a big football fan, watches the NFL. We're actually from Colorado, so our team was the Broncos. But, you know, watching that growing up and everything, I would always want to play. And I used to play like for fun and stuff because I was always a tomboy and would play with the guys in, you know, my complex and stuff just for fun and, you know, like 500 and all that stuff. But I guess that kind of went away as I got older because I didn't even know that there was options for women to play. You know, I heard occasionally of the women that used to play like on the high school team for a little bit or something, but, you know, they would never really, at least in Colorado, go kind of past like JV. You know, they weren't, since they're girls, quote unquote, they couldn't play with varsity guys because it's too dangerous or whatever, you know? So I just really didn't know that there was an option out there. And my uncle, when he told me that there was, he definitely opened my eyes and introduced me to that. But I think another big reason and a big why that has kind of came to fruition recently is really just kind of like you said, inspiring younger like girls and other women, right? I've had so many people contact me and be like, wow, I wish I can do that. And it's like, hey, you can, right? Nobody said that you can't. And so I think that's definitely something that's been driving me a lot to, especially for the younger generation, to rise up and put women on the map as we can play too. You know, there's basketball, there's women's WNBA and stuff like that. And, you know, it's like, why can't there be something like that eventually for football? And I think that starts here and starts now. And I would love to be a part of that movement for sure. So
I definitely think you are a part of that movement to get it going. And I think it's helping that more and more people are noticing that there isn't just lingerie football. Because when I first heard women's football, that's the only thing that came to mind. And I was like, I can't support that. Like, right. I don't know. Props to them for being able to do that. But that's just not, I don't know. I don't feel like a woman should have to demean herself to play football. And yeah. I just feel like it's a nasty kind of take of football, but I guess that's what sells tickets apparently or something. I don't know. I don't know the logic behind it, but so I was excited when I found out that there was the WFA and further expanding that there is also the WNFC. So it's been exciting, and it's also kind of helped me realize that I want to do more for women's sports as well. I'm studying marketing in college, and I want to pursue either for a women's team or a women's league and try to go into their marketing department. So hopefully I can do that in the future. So
yeah, absolutely. I think that's amazing.
Yeah. So, and when my daughter, when she gets older and she asks, what did you do? I want to be able to say, I actually was able to help and not be one of those people that just stays stagnant and just kind of hopes that it changes. So,
right. Yep. Absolutely. Definitely. I mean, when you take action to do something, you'll get a lot further than just kind of hoping and wishing it turns around, right? So.
Yeah. And so you are a real estate agent as well, correct?
Yeah. So my main career is in real estate for sure. I actually just started that about, let's see, the end of February. So I was originally, like I said, after I graduated, moved out here from Colorado. And then I was a behavioral therapist for kids with autism for a while because I love kiddos and everything like that. But then I just, I kind of wanted to have more time and leverage some more capital. So I went into the real estate industry. And I also think that, you know, helping people is always a big goal of mine, and helping first home buyers and everything and stuff. And it also gives me more time to do the things that I love and play football. For instance, I have a flexible schedule. For instance, I don't have to work on the weekends if we have games and stuff like that. So I can work on the road. And I think it just really kind of went hand in hand. But yeah.
So how do you juggle being a realtor and playing football?
Yeah. So honestly, it's not too hard, honestly, for me. I think you just kind of have to increase your capacity, right? Because I also own my own business on the side as well. So I don't just do real estate. I'm a businesswoman, a real estate agent, and a football player. That's kind of my life in three slides, I guess you could say. But just managing that is just really getting good at time management and prioritizing certain things and knowing your values, I guess, if that makes sense. Like just making sure, hey, you know, football, this is something I want to do. If a client is like, you know, I need a showing right now or something like that, and I'm away on a game, I still want to make sure I help them, and I do whatever is necessary to make sure they get that help with, you know, utilizing my team and stuff like that. In the real estate industry, but it's really just increasing your capacity and putting the things that you want to do first. I think, you know, life is too short to spread yourself thin and get burnt out on the things that you don't want to do. So I just focus on the things that I do want to do. And I know this may sound a little crazy, especially to people who are like, you know, wanting to make money and stuff. But at the end of the day, like if it's going to cost me a deal, but I'm doing something that I want to do and helping people for the future, I would rather give that up, because deals will always come, you know, opportunities like playing football and making a bigger impact and a bigger statement on the world might not. So that's kind of how I view it.
Yeah, that's actually an awesome outlook. I was recently looking at my TikTok, and I think Denzel Washington said it best to kind of go along with what you're going with. He said, you never see a moving truck behind a hearse. He's like, so.
Heavy possessions, but you can make memories.
And it seems like football, you are making those memories and you're making a change. So I agree. And I kind of get it. I'm trying to juggle. I work full time. I'm doing my podcast. I'd like to say I'm doing it full time, but it's when I have time.
Right.
I'm a dad, a husband, and I'm also very active in my church. I'm one of the leaders. Good. So it's
awesome.
It's a lot of fun, but it's a lot of stressful nights and a lot of sleepless nights. Unfortunately, I've learned that I can function on like 3 hours of sleep. And if it means that I can have time with my daughter, I'll do it. I'll give it up. So you said that you're a businesswoman. What do? If you don't mind me asking.
Yeah, absolutely. So I create, it's kind of like in the e-commerce industry is the best way I can explain it to you. I partnered with a health and wellness company, but honestly, you know, I try and I help people there as well. And I know my team, they're actually so funny. They're super supportive of me. We have like these energy drinks and a bunch of healthy products for athletes. And they're always like helping me, you know, promote it, and they help me a lot, like with, purchasing some stuff, and, super supportive there, which I couldn't, you know, ask for a better team. But, yeah, it's just really partnered with a health and wellness company, and it's I guess focused, towards athletes and helping them, I guess, kind of just come up and get on the right path. 'Cause health is truly, truly important. You can't neglect it. I know a lot of us out there sometimes neglect it and everything, but as a competitor and as a athlete, even, you know, as parents, as, you know, a dad, you're a dad, you know, you want to live as long as you personally can. And that all starts with health. So that's something that I like to do as well and have an impact on, there. So
that's awesome. If it's all right, if you have a business page or something, shoot it to me and I'll attach it to this ad when I post it. 'Cause I'm all for, my dad owns a small business. So it's word of mouth is the best advertisement and getting Absolutely. Support. And so I love trying to support where I can. And so, yeah, shoot me. If you have a website, I'll attach it to the ad. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. I would love that and love to earn your support and everything like that. So that's awesome.
And I've kind of dealt with real estate a little bit. I used to sell insurance before okay. I went to Walmart, and we had to, if you wanted to be successful in the insurance company or insurance game, you had to have realtors that were your partners in crime that could kind of refer their clients to you because they, you guys trust each other. So,
oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. She's really talkative. I mean, not that it's a bad thing. I think she's just kind of had a rough week at daycare. So she wants to be next to me. So I apologize.
No, don't apologize. I love it. I mean, kiddos come first. Right. So I think that's amazing. And the fact that I'll tell you this, the fact that she wants to be next to you and around you should say so much about you as a father. So that's fantastic.
I'm trying. I mean, there's some, well, she's more scared of my wife than me. I'm 6'2" and I'm like a teddy bear, I've been told. And Aww. My wife's 5'1" and she is really nice until she's not. And then she's a ball of fire. And my daughter has her sass. So they kind of butt heads at times.
Yeah,
so she's got my wife's sass and she's built like me. The doctors say she's going to be anywhere from 5'10 to about 6'2, 6'3. So she'll be
goodness.
A big girl. That's why I'm like trying to get sports in her head at this age, because I'm like thinking in my head, maybe a scholarship for volleyball, basketball, whatever. But if she loves dance or theater, I will be the biggest cheerleader, whatever it is. So
that's amazing. Yeah, that's she's definitely gonna be super tall. That's amazing. I wish I was a little taller for sure. So the height is, that's awesome.
Yeah, I played football through middle school and high school, and when I started playing, I stopped growing. The doctors projected that I was supposed to be around 6'8", 6'9". Holy, and I stopped at 6'2", so.
Jeez. That's crazy.
Yeah, my biological dad was a bigger fellow. I never met him, but I heard stories that he was a bouncer at a club, so that's kind of give you a reference on how big he was.
Wow. Definitely don't want to mess with him.
Yeah. 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 Luckily, that's a whole different story, but I'm adopted and I'm kind of happy that I only talked to him once. He was not a good guy. So
yeah,
I was adopted into a loving family. So I'm 100% white, but my dad is from Chile originally. So I was raised in the Chilean culture. So even though I am a white boy, I like to think that I'm adopted in the Chilean culture. So, I mean, I love my siblings who are actually half Chilean. So I think it works a little bit.
Hey, there you go. That's awesome. I love that. Wow, that's really cool that, you know, you're adopted. I think, you know, people who do adopt are phenomenal. I want to adopt one day, at least one kiddo. Definitely want to have kids of my own, but I also want to adopt too, because I think that's just another way to make an impact. So that's really cool. Thanks for telling me a little bit about that too.
I'm sorry it's a little off track, but
no, don't apologize.
Yeah, I could talk about adoption all day, and if I was ever to be a politician, that's something I'd want to really focus on, is making adoption a little bit more affordable. Last little stigma, and we'll get back to football, I promise. My parents didn't have insurance with my younger siblings. They are their natural born children. And I was more expensive being adopted than my two younger siblings with no insurance in the hospital. So wow. Kind of give you a reference. And children are expensive in the hospital. So.
Oh, yeah.
They're so
cheap. Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy. So I commend you if you do adopt it. It is an awesome blessing, and there is some negative stigma towards that too, which I think is silly, but I think with anything in life, there's always going to be a little bit negative stigma. So
absolutely. There's always going to be a hater out there, but
yeah, you just got to prove the haters wrong.
Exactly.
So the $1 million question, and this is kind of what I've been asking every athlete that I've interviewed, every woman athlete that I've interviewed. What can be done to make, in your opinion, to make women's sports have more support, having you guys be able to earn money from it? Because it's crazy, the numbers. Looking at Sue Bird, who's had an amazing career in the WNBA, and seeing how little percentage she takes versus a LeBron James or someone else in the NBA. So what are your thoughts? What do you think can be done to better further women's sports?
Yeah, I think that's a phenomenal question, and definitely a question that there's not going to be one answer to, you know. But for me, I kind of view it as continuing to get the word out there, continuing to let people know, continuing to perform and show people, like, hey, you know, just because we are women doesn't mean we can't play. And yeah, it's a little different, right? Of course, like guys, like for in the instance, I know a lot of people are like, well, guys can dunk and blah, blah, blah. And then when a woman came around and dunked, it's like, okay, well, we debunked that. Like, what else? Like, what else? So I think really just breaking those barriers of what people say, oh, like we can't do, and just continuing to prove people wrong. But I really think it's going to be all through action and continuing to rise up and getting other people on the bandwagon and just saying, like, hey, something's got to change, right? Because there's strength in numbers. So the more people we have, the more people who are aware, the more just people we have, like, on our, I guess you could say, team or side, the bigger the change we can have. And it really truly just starts with going out there and getting uncomfortable, getting out of your comfort zone, doing stuff that maybe sometimes people wouldn't want to do, and having those people, you know, kind of have your back and just continuing to have a voice and not being silenced. I think that's definitely a good start as far as like pay and everything like that. We've come a long ways, but we also have a long ways to go. And I know there's probably a lot of nitty gritty and like political stuff and everything out there. But at the same time, it's just like, do I ever think we'll get to the pay raise and the pay grade that men do? I believe that we can. Is it going to take a while? Maybe. But at the same time, it's like that's all based on ticket sales and everything. But we can't have ticket sales if people don't even know, especially for football, that there's women's leagues, right? So that, again, just goes back to awareness and getting the word out there and continuing to strive for greatness and strive for better and just showing people that, you know, our athletic skills and ability is not something to be played with. So.
Well, that, and it's, I agree with you 100%. And I think it's more impressive seeing when a woman can dunk, or in Saturday's game, the Vegas quarterback, her name is Shauna Phillips, she trucked a defender and sent her flying. Like, to me, as a linebacker, I was excited. I love hard hits. Yeah. I'm like,
yep.
And I guess stereotypically, you don't expect those things. So it's even more exciting when it does happen. So,
right. Yeah, I agree. I totally agree with that. I know a lot of people, too, when I told them that I play football, I was like, they were like, oh, I didn't even know that there was like girls football. And then I would send them the link and they would be like, wow, I didn't know girls can play like that. And so they would get excited to see that. Just like you said, it's exciting, but at the same time, a lot of people don't know the level to which we can play. There are some extreme, extreme athletes out there. And I'm sure there's extreme talent out there that, you know, that is still waiting to be, like, I guess you could say, recruited onto the field. You know, there's women like, you know, for example, you interviewed Allie. There's women like Allie who probably didn't even know about football for the longest time. People like me who didn't even know about football for the longest time, waiting to be recruited. And I think the younger we start too, in any women's sport, but especially football, the younger we start, the more they can develop that athletic talent and athletic ability. So then we can start performing at those higher levels.
I'm just going to say, you having almost 1,400 rushing yards, and how many games did you play? You said you missed the Vegas game.
I did, yes.
So did you play in the five other games then?
I did, yep. So I played five games.
So you're looking at almost 300 yards, or give or take, a game. That's impressive. Like, you don't see that happening in the NFL. And I was surprised and shocked, and I thought it was so cool seeing that. Like, people need to understand that you guys can play, and you guys can play at that same level, same intensity that guys do. It's just unheard of. And the only reason I found out about it is my daughter is obsessed with TikTok, and she found Lois's TikTok and was watching it, and I kind of heard football, and I was like, what the heck's going on? So I looked over, and then I'm like, all right, this is kind of cool. Like, and she was engaged and interested by it. So I reached out to Lois, and that's kind of what started this whole process for me, is all because of a TikTok. Wow. And I hope to continue to be an ally. And I tried to get as many people as I can to games. And I know it's, especially you being in Arizona, us being in Vegas, a lot of people don't want to be out in the heat at 5:30 or 6:30 in the evening. And it's a sacrifice, but I think it was well worth it. And my family that did come was thoroughly excited and enjoyed the game. And Penny loved it so much that she tried to run onto the field and join it. So
that's so sweet. No, I mean, I truly do appreciate you, Brayden. And it's, I think, like you said, just more awareness and people like you who support it and who want to get the word out there. And I really truly think that, you know, it takes, you know, just one person to bring another person, to bring another person, and it can create that domino effect, and we can truly change the world. I think, I forgot who said it. It's a quote though. And it said, you know, the people who think that they, you know, are crazy enough to change the world usually are the ones who do. And I think we can. And it just takes, you know, one person to rise up and to continue to share this wonderful sport. So.
Well, something that kind of really stood out being in Vegas, Al Davis, who's the owner of the Raiders, saw the Las Vegas Aces and was really impressed and actually bought the team. And when he found out how little they were being paid, he's like, you know what? I'm a billionaire. Like, let's try to change that. And I think it's also going to take people like Al Davis, people that are influential in the sports world, to kind of say, hey, this is actually really interesting and awesome. Like, let's do it.
So. Yep. 100%. I agree more. Getting those bigger names out there and just, you know people who know people, right? So we can get people who have connections in the NFL or, you know, just stuff like that. And getting that recognition of higher up, you can say, is like, oh, wow, like, all right. And then once they see it, can just lead to some major changes. But just takes one step at a time.
Yeah, I'm constantly sending my podcast to Marcus Trufant. I don't know if you're familiar with Marcus Trufant, but he was a corner for the Seahawks. I'm a huge Seahawks fan. But he's okay. Also, like, he's a girl's dad. I think he has five daughters. So he reads them. I don't know if he listens to them, but I'm like, it's a start. Like, I can't be the only girl dad that kind of looks at this and is a little bit disgusted. So,
right. Yeah.
And even today I was making a TikTok about today's episode and there was a hashtag that I saw that said women don't belong in football. I'm like, how stupid. Like, you are literally the dumbest human being if you think that's true. And I don't say that lightly. Like, I don't know. I'm just, my wife says, like, I have that when I get into something, I'm in 100%. I'm super passionate about it. And I've jumped in with both feet, like, and it's been exciting to hear different stories. I've been able to interview you, Lois, and a couple other athletes, and Allie. And just hearing your guys' stories, it makes me happy. Allie and I kind of related a little bit because she went to my favorite college and she went to those football games. And we kind of reminisced about the past games because she went to BYU and I'm a huge BYU fan. And she was there when Taysom Hill was there and he's the Saints quarterback right now. So it's always really exciting to be able to hear your guys' story and just hopefully be able to push it across that you guys are here to stay and you're here to make waves and be able to change the outlook in sports.
Yeah, no, absolutely. That's really cool. That's amazing. I love Allie. She is so great. One of the biggest hearts for sure that I know. And to that person, you know, whoever said like women don't belong in football, they're probably the same people who are sitting on their couch eating a bunch of hot Cheetos and, you know, hating on the world because they're trying to steal other people's dreams because their dreams got stolen too. So usually the people who are out there hating and stuff aren't really out on the field. I know a lot of football players, actually BC Johnson, he plays, he was a good friend of mine. He plays for the Minnesota Vikings and, you know, he's a true athlete. He would never say something like that. Most of the time you see that people are saying stuff like that aren't the ones that are out there in the grind and actually doing the sports. They're just the fans watching and they're probably also watching the game of life go by as well. So that's what I have to say about that.
I agree. They're probably the middle-aged guy who's not doing anything with his life and is blaming everyone else for their faults. So. I think it looks like we're winding down, but before we head out, is there anyone you would like to shout out or anything you want to shout out?
Honestly, just my team, you know, and all of the women out there who are playing football and just hustling, man, you know, but especially the AZ Outcast, my team. They have been an incredible rock for me on and off the field. My coach, Coach Joe, and the other coaches, you know, they have just been incredible coaches as well. And then I just wanted to also say thank you so much for having me on here, and thank you for doing what you're doing and just being a, you know, amazing father to your little girl and just being kind of a beacon of light and of hope to get the word out there. So
hopefully it helps. I know I'm a small platform, but it, like you said, it just takes one person to make a change, and I'm trying to make a change for not only for you women that play currently, but for my daughter and for my friends who have daughters as well, just so that they can be able to play the game that I love so much and not get the hate that is kind of missed in men's football. So,
yeah, 100%. Hey, I mean, small conversations can lead to big things. So
thank you again for coming on. I really appreciate it. And congratulations again on your all-star or all-American recognition. I think that's awesome, and continue to keep killing it. And if there's anything that I can do, let me know. And if you're ever in Vegas, let me know too. I'm sure my wife and I, we'd love to have you host you for dinner or something like that. So,
yeah, absolutely. That would be amazing. I still have yet to be, I've still never gone to Vegas yet. So if I am ever in Vegas, I will definitely hit you guys up and let you know. So,
yeah, and Vegas is back to 100% capacity. Hi, thank you. Okay. Yeah. She's giving me a kiss. So, all right, Penny, can you say bye?
Bye. Bye.
Thank you again. And like I said, if you need anything or don't hesitate to ask, where you have allies in the Toro family. So
awesome. Thank you so much.
And the other thing that I ask, I do this for each of my ads. If you could send me a couple of pictures of either you playing football or pictures that you would want posted on an ad, that'd be great. I don't want to be the creeper who goes through your Instagram and like screenshots. I'd much rather have you do it. So
absolutely. I can send you pictures for sure.
Perfect. Thank you again. And I hope you have a great rest of your day.
All right. Thanks, Braden. You too.
All right. Bye.
Bye.